And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump delivered another campaign promise last week, signing an executive order to defund NPR and PBS, directing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to halt the flow of taxpayer dollars to these media outlets. Meanwhile, the New York Times appears to have discovered a strange new artifact worn by some Christians, the cross. In a head-spinning 1,400-word article, the Times breathlessly explained this exotic symbol to its readers, noting that it first emerged during the Roman Empire. Imagine writing for an American newspaper and assuming your audience needs the history of the cross explained to them. And if that was not disturbing news, here's some more disturbing news. The Wall Street Journal has revealed that Meta's A1 chatbots will engage in graphic sex talk with users, even children, using the voices of Disney characters and celebrities. Meta's chatbots are sophisticated enough to recognize this behavior is illegal. One even role-played being arrested for statutory rape, yet continued anyway. Meta dismissed the findings as manipulative, claiming the scenarios were manufactured, but parents shouldn't find cover in hollow denials like that. And on Good Friday this year, while Christians worldwide commemorated Christ's sacrifice, a Pakistani court sentenced a Christian to death under the country's notorious blasphemy laws. The Protestant believer was accused of writing content that allegedly sparked anti-Christian riots in 2023. Despite this violence, most attackers remain free, while this Christian faces execution. Meanwhile, in America's own religious liberty battle, the Supreme Court heard arguments last week, which will determine whether states can exclude religious schools from charter programs. Justice Brett Kavanaugh noted that previous rulings have made clear you can't treat religious people and religious institutions as second class in the United States. Yet so many try, don't they? Former Minnesota Governor Tim Walz revealed his understanding of his vice presidential candidacy alongside Kamala Harris, telling Harvard he was selected to code talk to white guys and serve as the permission structure for men to vote for a black woman. As much as what Governor Walz says, that's pretty tone deaf. And Nike is in the news, quietly funding a transgender activist's ambitious study on puberty blockers for minors, measuring athletic performance of gender-confused adolescents before and after chemical interventions. While the company proudly promotes its LGBTQIA+ commitment, it hasn't publicly acknowledged financing research that critics call dangerous experimentation on children. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.